the reason they're doing it is because Congress required them to.
That's a good reason.
But the interesting thing is that Congress required them to do this back in 1992, and the government didn't actually implement the statute. And Congress set a deadline of 1996 for this database. When it didn't happen, they passed another law setting a deadline of 1998, and then it didn't happen again. And so last year we filed Public Citizen, along with two other consumer groups, filed a Administrative Procedure Act unreasonable delay lawsuit, which is a lawsuit that simply asks the court to force the government to execute a statute by a certain date.
What's your date, Mr. Gupta?
January 30th, Friday. And the government did what it was supposed to exactly on that deadline. And so I think it shows that sometimes court action is necessary to get the federal government to do what it's supposed to.
All right. So what's your hope for this new database?
Well, I think it's going to take a while for the database to be fully operational, to sort of fully live up to what Congress wanted it to be. But the idea is that you'll have data on junked or salvaged cars from all 50 states, from insurance companies and junk and salvage yards, and it'll fill the holes that allow for title washing. Because right now, most people are surprised by this, the DMVs across the country are not linked up. So when you get a title issued in one state, it doesn't mean that state DMV has checked against the records of all the other states. And there, it doesn't mean that the vehicle hasn't been reported junked or salvaged in another jurisdiction. So it will really cut down on the problem of title washing, and it also make it more difficult to steal cars. It'll have a deterrent effect because the data will be shared nationally.
So this all starts with the vehicle identification number is kind of the essential element that tracks a car through whatever stages it has been through?
That's right. That's right. And there's a practice called cloning where vehicles will acquire the same VIN number as another car with the same make and model. And that's a way of hiding vehicle theft. So the database is also designed to stop that.
Boy, it's hard to get down there and get that little, because that number is etched sort of in the, under the window in the dashboard.
Yeah.
It's also engraved on the engine block,
yeah,
too.
That's right.
So they're really going through great lengths to try to disguise the true identity of this car.
Yeah, that's right. And these practices have been going on for a long time, and that's why Congress decided back in the early 90s that the only way to stop this was to have sort of complete national information. It's really sort of a common sense solution, and it's sort of a problem of federalism, that we have, all 50 states, they're each responsible for this task for their state, and thieves and fraudsters are sort of exploiting state lines to get away with hiding the true histories of cars.
And do we have any knowledge of how extensive the problem is? If there's, 20 million used cars sold a year, how many of them are bad like that?
It's hard to really get statistics on this, and that's part of the problem, is that we don't really know how many cars have been junked or wrecked. There is a cost-benefit analysis that the Justice Department did that estimated that if you fully implemented the database like this, it would save the economy between $4 and $11 billion a year in costs from fraud and theft of cars.
And so we hope you keep the justice's feet to the fire. At least you have bipartisan stalling here for 16 years.
Yeah, that's right. I think this has to do with a variety of industries that did not want this system to see the light of day. And then also, I think, it is a technological challenge, and there's just sort of general bureaucratic foot dragging that isn't necessarily partisan. But we're very happy to see that the government on Friday issued regulations. They're published in the Federal Register. They require, insurance companies, junkyards, and states to report into the system. And they launched consumer access to data from about half the states. And so the challenge now is to get the rest of the states to comply and to get the insurance companies and junkyards to send in their data, which they're required to do under a court order by March 31st.